Wow, that's such a perfect song for the new year. It's such a perfect song for this month, and it's a perfect song for today's talk. Alleluia, raise the praise. So as we all know, last Friday, the world changed chronologically into the year 2021. And whether we stayed up to see the official turning point or we slept right through it, the change we may or may not have felt then, or the change we may or may not feel now, has been up to us. As we said last Sunday, a new year isn't magic. Change is always up to us. But 2021 is only separated from last year by one little old number. But how we feel about that number can be important, because if we feel positive when we write it, then each time we write it, the writing of it will subconsciously lift our spirit, cause it to rise, will raise our mental and emotional vibration. So it's important to notice how we're feeling. So, I mean, have you started looking at 2021 to kind of get a feel for it and see how you feel about it? I know I have, and maybe you noticed what I noticed, that it certainly doesn't look as symmetrically pleasing as 2020. I mean, it seems to abruptly stop at the one rather than going round and round like those nice zeros did. And 2020 appeared to be so balanced, which only goes to show you can't trust anything just by appearances. So, as I was considering how I might find joy in the new year 2021, I was happy to see that a colleague of mine had found a way. He posted on New Year's Day, "Remember the One in 2021. I thought about that, and I thought, what could remembering the One mean? And it seemed to be a wonderful way for us to embrace this year's designated number in a more spiritual way. In fact, I was feeling that perhaps we could adopt it here at LEC this year. All year long, we could choose to focus on that attention-getting one in 2021. And it calls us to remember the One that we truly are. It reminds us of the One we are created to be, the One we want to express, and it almost encourages us to open up and extend and expand and experience ourselves in a new way in this year. And it also calls us to remember the One we are together, the people of the earth, created to create together the beautiful and the good and the holy through the love that joins us and unites us. The love that guides us to be kinder and more compassionate to each other and to the earth itself. I mean, we're not going to be able to live together in peace and harmony unless we each free ourselves from the fear of loving each other fully. Now, not everyone is going to love us back. But that's not the point. The spiritual teacher, Osho, said, love is born with you. It is your intrinsic quality. All that is needed is to give it away, to make a passage for it, to let it flow. But even though the new year isn't magic, it does offer a symbol of newness. I mean, blank pages, as some put it, to write something new in this chapter of our earth life. I mean, why rewrite the chapters we've already written? Why go back through those or write them again when we can decide that this year is going to be the best one ever? And since we only have this year to work with, it's a good idea for us to decide that it's going to be. So let's check in with ourselves to see how we're feeling about what we've written so far in our book of Earth Life this year. I know, even though there's just a few pages so far, are they filled with happy, enthusiastic ideas of what this year might become for us? Or are they simply filled with thoughts of relief that 2020 is finally over? I mean, we can all be of good cheer that we survived the year. But we're created to thrive, not just survive. It's not powerful enough to create something new simply by saying, praise the Lord and hallelujah, 2020 could have been worse. Thoughts of having been fortunate enough to have flown under the radar of impending disease and doom. Ideas based on self-protection and just getting through, they don't carry the powerful high vibrations that create joyously new experiences for us. And so, as I asked within myself for inspiration, for an overall theme that we might focus on this year, something all-encompassing that might help us to let go of our fear and to love as fully as we can, a compelling mathematical thought came to mind. It said, there are 26 letters in the alphabet and 52 Sundays. Oh, I waited for clarity. Didn't know what I was going to do with that. But then it became clear that we could focus in depth on a particular positive word from A to Z that would inspire us to grow and expand spiritually, to become more spiritually aware in this year, individually and collectively together. So the theme for 2021 is spirituality A to Z, from Alleluia to Zippity-Doo-Dah. And we'll focus on one letter at a time. Two Sundays for each letter. Two Sundays times 26 is 52 Sundays. See? Yay, I got it. For example, just in case that wasn't clear, this Sunday and next Sunday, we'll focus on a word that begins with A. And then the Sunday after that and the Sunday after that, we'll focus on a word that begins with B, and so on through the alphabet and throughout the year. And I'm excited about it, and I don't know if you are yet, but I hope that you will be as this year unfolds, because I really feel we're onto something here. So today, A is for Alleluia. Now, Alleluia means a song of praise to God. And since God is love, Alleluia is a song of praise to love. It's a love song. A friend of mine said recently that, he said, my resolution this year is not to have any resolutions, not to make any resolutions, but rather to go with the flow and make good choices that are in alignment with love. So every time we choose not to judge, we're in alignment with love. Every time we choose to forgive, we're in alignment with love. Every time we choose kindness, compassion, understanding, and helpfulness, we are in alignment with love. We don't have to resolve to do it. We can make it one choice, one good choice at a time. And every time we make good choices that are in alignment with love, since there's no higher vibration in all the universe than love, we raise our praise to God and we meet God's love for us and for all creation. We rise. The way of the heart tells us you are here to remember that you are the thought of love in form. You are here to remember that you are one with God and that God is the source of your reality. Love is the source of our reality. Love is the most powerful vibration in the universe. Love makes the world go round because love created the world and us in it. We're in love, whether you feel it or not. Now, the attraction action of the law of attraction that governs the universe, in which we live, governs us too, is all about vibration. Everything within the universe, everything within us, every thought, every idea, every mood, every attitude is vibrational. And we draw to us, as we've talked about before, those things that match our vibration, whether we want it to or not. We could say that every moment of every day we're singing some kind of song. Because the vibration of our thoughts are like notes that we send out into the universe. So we want to ask ourselves, are the notes I'm sending out in harmony or in disharmony with the universal love song? It's important to ask ourselves, are my thoughts a song of praise to God, or am I singing the proverbial somebody done me wrong song? Do I have tears in my eyes because my heart overflows with tenderness for all that lives? Or, to paraphrase a country song, do I have tears in my ears from lying on my back, crying over how life is treating me? We can change our tune anytime we choose to. And the good news is we don't have to go back and release each and every little thing that caused us displeasure in the old year in order to raise our praise to the elevation of positive energy that'll help us to create something truly new in the new year. Abraham Hicks said, if you will take the time to line up your energy, to attune your vibration with the vibration of your desire, nothing can keep it from coming to you. So if we're finding that this year hasn't budged an inch as far as change goes, we can decide to let our displeasure fade away as we focus on those things that we want to experience. I mean, I know it's only been 3 days in this new year, but Jesus did a lot in 3 days. But if this year is feeling like deja vu all over again, and we'd like to do something about it so we can draw something new to us, we need to raise the vibration of our thoughts in praise of our desires. We need to begin to love and nurture who we desire to be, and then choose to be that one, no matter what's going on around us. In that way, we are internally in alignment with how we express socially. We're not faking it. We're letting our inner being rise up in us. We are saying, I love you, express more, and we experience the bliss of being our authentic self in the world. We get to be real. We get to get real. And when we're in alignment within and without, when what we feel is what we give, then we truly find peace in our self-expression. We need to praise the good we find in our mind by focusing on it and sing a love song to the universe that will draw our good from within us to us in the world, to us externally. Abraham Hicks says, it doesn't matter if you had a negative thought a million times. It's not going to affect you now unless you think it again. You don't have to undo those thoughts. You just have to break the pattern of those thoughts. There is a blessing in every moment, and we'll see it and we'll experience it if we make it a habit to look for one. I mean, some blessings can be wearing some scary disguises, but we don't need to go back and unmask whatever it was to experience that blessing. Unseen blessings, when we accept that they're there, bless us just the same. If we choose, as our song says, as we've said, if we can choose to just let go of 2020 by being grateful for it all without needing to name names, our vibration will naturally rise into a song of praise for God and all that love has created. I mean, there's no such thing as a little bit of love and a lot of love, any more than there's a such thing as a little bit of God and a lot of God. We can't be free to be the love that we are if we only love some things, because God is in everything. It's going to be up to you and me to internally become the change we want to see externally in the new year. Because if we don't bring it with us in our mind and in our heart, if we don't break the pattern of our negative thoughts, all that will change for us this year is the calendar. And no matter how much we enjoy writing 2021, it's not going to be enough to make all things new. Every moment of this year, no matter how it appears to be, is an opportunity for us to make good choices that are in alignment with love. If we let it, every moment will allow us to experience the freedom of being who we are. Love is an intrinsic part of us. It's what we're made of. And we'll have an experience of that no matter what, no matter who. Fearlessly and without conditions. The Lenape Indian chief Tuiga said, "So you want to learn how to love? It's easy. Throw some seeds in a field. If the birds eat them, that's love. If plants grow to feed you, that's love. Your job is merely to love enough to throw the seeds. The outcome is none of your concern." Yeah. So let us choose to be the one in the year 2021 that decides to throw the seeds of love wherever we go. Namaste.